Welcome to Storyline Podcast.
Let's bring stories to life.
I think even the process of making art and writing for me is an exploration. Like, I'm not a linear thinker. I'm also an exploratory reader, I guess.
I knew it. Like, exploration comes into all parts of your life.
Hi, you're listening to Storyline's conversations with children's book authors and illustrators around the world. I'm your host, Gina. Today, we're welcoming onto the show Allison Farrow, who is the author and illustrator of The Hike, Cycle City, and Bicycle Bash. Based on the titles of the books, you probably won't be surprised to learn that Allison loves hiking and biking. In this episode, I talked to Allison about her book, The Hike. It is about three girls going on a hiking adventure in the rainforest and mountains. And there's more. All the plants and animals that the girls encounter on their journey are labeled in the book. And we can see one of the characters' sketchbook fill notes at the back of the book. How cool is that? Now let's delve into my conversation with Allison, who shared her inspirations behind creating this wonderful picture book.
Hi, Storyland. I'm Allison Farrell. I live in Portland, Oregon in the United States, and I am an author and illustrator, and the book we're talking about today is going to be The Hike.
I really love the book Hike, and I know that you are personally a hiker in real life, and I wonder if your own hiking experiences sort of inspired you to create this book.
Yeah, definitely my own hiking experiences were a big inspiration for this book. And I live in a really beautiful state that has like a wide variety of landscapes. There is desert here, and I live in what's called a temperate rainforest, which is quite rainy in the winter and quite dry in the summer. So there's a lot of different types of places to go hiking here. But mostly the landscape that you see in the hike is based in that more temperate rainforest part of the Pacific Northwest. So I really got a lot of inspiration from this area that I live in that's so beautiful. Yeah.
So when you were creating illustrations for this book, did you like look at your sketchbook, or were you, for example, on the hike and then doing these sketches on the go?
So when I created this book, I had been working on writing a new book, and it was sort of like a discovery process where I was actually focusing more on writing in the mornings, and I would go to a coffee shop for like an hour and just work on writing stories. And it was an interesting process of doing that because I was mostly working on a laptop. And then one day, after like writing all these kind of random stories that I wasn't really sure about, I actually started drawing on paper and writing at the same time. And the hike just came out really quickly. And it was like a really natural process to sort of uncover this book, which is still sort of like a mysterious process to me of how I feel like I discovered the hike rather than writing it, because it came out so easily and naturally. And yes, I do a lot of drawings when I'm out hiking, and I have done drawings, but It was winter when I was writing this, so it was kind of interesting to write a book that was about a different season. Mm. And I actually ended up having to do more research about like what plants lived near other plants to make it more realistic than I would have done in the summer, like more book research, because those plants weren't necessarily available. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the inspiration for this story, which I think kind of comes in a few different pieces. Like the first part is this story, which is just a really simple story about hiking. And that part is really about like the excitement of getting out on the trail and then getting up to the top where you have like a really beautiful view and sort of the journey along the way. And at the end of the hike, when you're just feeling satisfied and tired and ready for bed, essentially. And so I kind of like the simplicity of that framework and to use it maybe as like a way also that could be inspiring for kids to understand what hiking is all about. I know my son, when he was little, wasn't always excited to go hiking, but then once he got out there and with other kids, it was like really fun and rewarding. So I thought that was kind of like a nice like basis for a story. And then like the characters are sort of the other piece to that. And for me, the characters embody sort of like a sense of freedom and exploration. And you can really see that in this sort of cutout of their home, where you can see that they actually mysteriously live by themselves, even though they're kids. And to me, that like helps add like an air of mystery to how free these kids are, and it makes it a little bit more fun that they get to decide whatever they want to do for that day, and they decided to hike because they love hiking. And then the other piece of the hike that I found inspiration from was also like the biology and the details that are in there, and that a lot of that comes from my experience farming, where I worked on farms for maybe 6 years, and I kind of fell in love with plants and with biology and learning about plants. And I also taught kids about plants when I was working on the farms. The kids' school groups would come and we'd talk to them about like life cycles and different families of plants and things like that. And I think I just kind of tapped into that teaching part of myself, where I see how kids also enjoy learning about little details like that. And it allows them to tap into the curiosity of, when you're out on a hike, what are the things that are around you? And to get a little more present with where they're hiking, and that there are these plants that have names, that have properties, like sometimes they're edible, sometimes they're medicinal, sometimes you could make a tea out of them, sometimes they could be poisonous. So they all have their own sort of little character traits that you can learn about, and that's really present at the end of the book, where you can see the main character has a sketchbook with more information about plants, and they're sort of characterized like in like a cartoony sort of way, where they're mm-hmm. having conversations and telling you about themselves. Mm-hmm. So those are like the main inspirations for the hike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like how you started with like the basis, the story frame of your story coming from your own hiking experience, like how we all get first very excited for it and then at the end we get all tired. Like you mentioned, I really love the labels and all the field notes on these plants and animals that you're putting, because I know that I've read quite a few books on like hiking adventures or like nature adventures, but these nature, they mostly act as a background to the story. But since you've added these notes, you've put these these plants to the foreground, and then kids can pay more attention to the surroundings of these characters, and they might be more aware when they go hiking themselves. And I really love that.
Thanks so much. And I mean, I hope it gets kids interested in the science and like the world of biology, the things that are around them, because it really is an interesting world to get into and to have some understanding of, so that when you go on a hike, you know what's in your neighborhood and what is around you when you're hiking.
So what kind of research did you do on these flora and fauna, or like were, I know you mentioned that they weren't actually from your own field notes, because it was winter the time when you were writing this book.
Oh yeah. So sometimes when I hike, I actually bring like a plant book with me. And I have one that's called Pacific Northwest Medicinal Plants, and it's by Scott Clues. And this one is kind of cool because you can learn all about what plants, like the properties of plants and how you can use them for different medicinal purposes. So I did have some knowledge about, you know, I can name most of the plants that I see when I'm walking in the forest near my house. I think the research that I did was more to help me like know where like a mushroom, a particular type of mushroom might grow, like what tree it might grow on, because they don't like all different kinds of trees. And so it was helpful to actually like do some research on that. And I actually had the author of this book that I'm talking about, Scott Clues, edit the pictures and the labels just to like take a look at it and see if things were placed in the right places. And also a friend of a friend who is a biologist, I had her look at it and sort of fact check where things were and what they looked like.
Wow, that's so cool. So you got all of them fact-checked.
Yes. Yeah. And it was helpful just to have other people look at it and give some feedback on, just what things look like and where they live.
Was there a particular reason why you wanted to label all of these plants in the book? Because the story really could have stood by itself with these characters going on a hiking adventure.
Yeah, I think I really enjoy detail because it allows you to read a story at different levels. So if you were 1.5 years old, you could easily read this book and just read the story. But if you're maybe like 5 to 8 years old, you might be more interested in like getting into the details and really looking for things and reading the labels. And I'm not sure if you noticed, but another level of detail in the book is that there's a chipmunk on every page.
Oh, yes, I saw it. It was like looking at the characters as they go.
Yeah, so there's like a whole other like side narrative of this animal that is following them around, and you can find it. So I like having details that sort of unfold the more you read the book, because you may not notice that on the first time around, but as you read, you can discover more things. So I like the complexity of that.
Yeah, that reminds me of your book, Cycle City and Bicycle Bash, because those books have so much detail on each page too. And then I think kids will have so much fun finding like these little characters on every page. Do you think these books like get informed by each other, like the reason why you decided to put the chipmunk in this book on every page too?
Oh, completely. I think this book probably would not be quite as detailed without having done Cycle City first. It's sort of sandwiched between those books, but yeah, there is, I mean, even though they're completely different books, there's a similar sensibility with wanting to include that sort of seek and find element and the detail element as well. And also in Cycle City, the bikes that are in that book are real, and in Bicycle Bash, like they're real bikes or informed by real bikes. So that's also tapping into like my teacher, my like wanting to share this world that I have knowledge about, like about bikes and about the natural world. So it all kind of comes out of my own personal experience and enthusiasm for the things that that I love.
Yeah, talking about the details in the book, I noticed it was when I took off the book jacket on the inside cover, I realized that one of the characters, Wren, is named after the Pacific Wren, a kind of bird. I wonder what was the reason you decided to name this character Wren after this little bird.
Well, I just thought it was a nice tie-in to give this character who, Wren is the artist in the book, who loves to observe nature and draw nature and take notes about nature and write about it. So she's very in tune with nature, and I just liked sort of the simplicity of that name and how it really tied into her place in the world, which is someone who loves nature.
Do you think you are most like Wren in the book, like or with Elle, Hattie, these three little characters?
Yeah, I'm definitely more like Wren than the others. But I really like the idea of the three of them working together with their each person has their own sensibility of what they enjoy doing, and it kind of adds to the whole.
Yeah, and then at the end of the hike, after they are down the mountain, the kids were gazing at a nice sky, and I realized that you put these little cosmos flowers in the background. Yeah, and I really like it. I think when I think it was for me as well, like when I go on a hike, I think at the end I always feel this particular appreciation for nature, or even like a sense of awe for it after completing the whole journey. Do you think you want to include that sense of like appreciation for nature in that story?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it really, in the end, the story is like an ode to nature. Like that part at the top where the scene just opens up. And when, I don't know about you, but when I'm at the top of a mountain, it's just like your whole heart just cracks open when you see this vast landscape. It like helps you to remember how beautiful the world is. And so the whole way home, you're kind of reflecting on the experience of the experiences that you had while hiking, and then that sort of peak experience at the top. And I think for me, it helps to fill me up and sort of recharge my batteries so that I can kind of go back to living in a city. And for these kids, yeah, I definitely wanted to portray like a sense of awe. It's like, not only did they get to see the world sort of cracked open at the top, but in the end, they're looking at the constellations. So it's like seeing it from a whole other lens, like, oh, there's all these other things that you can look at and like learn about and understand in the constellations and just in their own little world on the way home.
You mentioned how like reflecting after the journey helps you get back into city life. And that makes me think of how these three girls, they live somehow by themselves in nature. Do you think you created that as sort of like a dream place for you to live in, like away from the city and then by yourself with your friends or family, completely surrounded by nature?
Yeah, it is. It is definitely a dreamy place. I mean, I would say that it's actually a reflection on the years that I spent working on organic farms also, because in those places, it was very rural. And that was where I spent most of my days. And it was like a very simple life there, but it's definitely really beautiful. And so I kind of like wanted it to feel like some of the farms that I worked on.
Yeah, it seems like your experience working in a farm really formed creating this book. And because you have all these hiking experiences, I wonder if like as a child, what was your relationship like with nature? Do you think that has in any way influence the way you create these stories?
Yeah, definitely. Where I was as a kid, I grew up in the suburbs, but behind my house there were a few miles of woods and there were trails back there. And so in the winter there were some pretty epic hills to go down, and in the spring there were wild blueberries and like vernal pools that would just pop up, and there would be like little polywogs and frogs and things to explore. My sister and I love making maps of the woods behind my house. And so, yeah, we spent a lot of time back there just sort of in our own little world. And it was kind of dreamy and beautiful, and we spent it there most of the summer because my mom was a teacher, so she was home with us in the summer, and so we were really able to spend a lot of time back there and just explore. But that definitely is part of who I am, is just a person who needs to be in nature. It's like it like I said, it recharges me, and it's helps me to feel a little more solid and grounded in my everyday life. Oh, go ahead.
Oh yeah, and I find that maybe even the theme of like discovery and exploration really comes through all your books and also your experiences, whether it's even in farming or when you were a little child creating these maps. You guys were exploring what is around you, and then you ended up putting some of that experiences in your book.
I mean, I think even the process of making art and writing for me is an exploration. Like, I'm not a linear thinker. Like, even between making Cycle City and the Bicycle Bash, like, I couldn't make those the same way. I had to use an entirely different process, which is a bit like reinventing the wheel. But like sometimes I start out in the bookmaking process by writing, sometimes by drawing, sometimes by doing both at the same time. And I like it that way. Like, I like the exploration in all aspects of my life, wherever I can find it.
Yeah, I even feel like the way you create these stories, like you said, you're not a linear thinker. So the book comes out as a discovery process for you too. And I find that it's almost like a hiking experience, because with hiking, you could follow the map and just like go with whatever other people say you should, the way you should go. But you can also maybe go off the trail a little bit, but you might discover a whole new world by yourself.
Yeah, totally. That's a really great point. And even like, you know, in cities, if you're biking around cities, I think that's a great way to go off the map a little bit and sort of just explore and find out how places are connected that you may not have been to, like on public transportation or in your car or however you get around. I think biking allows you to be a little more of an explorer than you might be otherwise.
So when you go on a hike, do you like take a little paper map just like the characters and bring a sketchbook with you to sketch what is on the way?
I often do. Sometimes I take a picture of a map because it's easier. But I love taking a sketchbook with me when I can, and I like taking one for my son when I remember. And I also often bring like some sort of natural history book that will help me identify something that I might have a question about, which is always like kind of fun. It helps keep me informed on what everything is, because I always want to know. And it just helps me to feed my own curiosity. I'm a very curious person.
And I'm also wondering, when you are creating this book, Hike, were there any particular challenges that you encountered?
I think the challenging part was mostly the detail work and mostly the fact checking of the details, and there was a lot of that. It was like between the two biology people that I contacted, those two people helped, and then a whole team of people at Chronicle helped look over the information as well. So that was a big piece of the editing process, was just going over all of the information. And then I think just because I like doing things in different ways, like this book, the art making process was maybe a little different than Cycle City. Like I wanted something that felt a bit rougher and that really felt like earthy and kind of like had a foresty mood to it. And so, I guess it wasn't as much of a challenge as just like, it was a process of discovering like how I wanted this book to look in the end, that took some time to figure out.
Yeah, I think it ended up really nice. I just love that you put the sketchbook at the end. Did you receive any interesting feedback on, like, especially for kids from maybe after reading these detailed field notes?
I think a lot of older kids really enjoy the end matter. And it's fun to read it to kids because there's a lot of humor in it, which is it has like a different energy than the rest of the book, because it's kind of like silly and sweet drawings, even though they're still giving you information. Like it just kind of adds a whole other energy to the book that I think that older kids enjoy.
Yeah, I really love the humor, and I remember laughing out loud at one of them. I think it says like delicious for Ren, but toxic for the character Ren.
Yes. Other feedback that I get a lot that I enjoy on this book is how much little boys enjoy reading The Hike. Mm-hmm. And that was something I thought about quite a bit as I was designing the characters, was I was going to make Hattie a boy, or I had considered it.
Mm.
And then I thought about how much boys have been able to like have the front and center in the picture book world for quite some time. It was like really easy to make a book that had all boy characters and it was just a book for everyone, right?
Mm.
And then there became like books more recently that are about like female empowerment and like girls can do it too. And I kind of just wanted this book to be a book that was about kids and they all just happened to be girls. Mm-hmm. And that's just totally normal. So it's really cool that like I could do that now in this era and have tons of little boys like love this book and have their parent or caregiver read it to them like every night because they just enjoy the story. So I feel like that gives me hope for where we're going in the future.
Yeah, I really like how the characters have these three little girls. You're not pushing onto the reader the idea of like friendship between girls, but then throughout the story you can see how they enjoy playing with each other, and then like these three little girls can be just as the right characters for the stories, just as like three boy kids can be.
Yeah.
So when you first created characters, they just all happened to be girls.
Yeah, they all happened to be girls, and I considered making one a boy to mm-hmm. so that the book wouldn't be categorized as like a book for girls. And then I was like, no, I'm just gonna make a book and it's not intentionally going to be for girls, but it is intentionally going to have girls as characters, but it just mm-hmm. happens to. I wanted it to just be naturally a book that was about kids who just happened to be girls.
And I guess the last question I have for you, Allison, is because you are a children's book author and illustrator, and I guess you would read other picture books with your son. Is there like a unique angle that you look at children's books with, since that you are a creator yourself?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is like when I started getting into picture books, my son was really quite little.
Mm.
And he would be like, who's the publisher of this book? Even when he was like 5 years old, who published this? Because I always wanted to know and I would look. So that is one unique angle for a five-year-old to be looking at. But no, mostly when I read picture books to him, which he's 10 now, so he doesn't read them as much anymore. He's really into his chapter books, but he still will read them with me. I look for books that are offbeat with him. I really love a lot of European picture books because I think they have a different sensibility than American picture books do. There's like, they're not very commercial. They're more focused on the art, mm-hmm. and the stories are often kind of weird, and maybe they don't even tie up in a way that would be acceptable for the American picture book market. So I like introducing him to things that are unique and that have a different feel to them, because to me, that's kind of what art is.
Mm. So ones that would maybe break the conventions of what you think a picture book is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm also an exploratory reader, I guess.
I knew it, like exploration comes into all parts of your life.
Yeah.
So that was my conversation with Allison Thayer. If listening to my conversation with her doesn't make you want to go on a hike right now, I suggest you check out her book, The Hike. The names of the picture books mentioned and her website can all be found in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe to Storyland Podcast if you would like to listen to more conversations we have with children's book authors and illustrators. That's so much for today. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.